This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Neurology and Brain Health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Randall Porter, neurosurgeon with Barrow Neurological Institute and founder of the Medical Memory, a tablet-based service for video recording doctor-patient consultations. Dr. Porter, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. And so first of all, Dr. Porter, you're a neurosurgeon based in Phoenix, Arizona, and we are discussing a product you developed, the Medical Memory. Apparently, patients often fail to understand or misinterpret or forget what was communicated during a doctor's appointment. I'm even guilty of that myself. Are there specific reasons for this?
Yes, Eric, there are. In my experience treating patients for over 20 years, we have a number of interactions with them, whether in the emergency room or in the office, where patients aren't able to remember or recall what we told them. This is due to normal memory decline that we all have, poor health literacy. Patients that come in a doctor's office have an average health literacy of the sixth grade. We also use complex medical jargon unknowingly, and patients are afraid to ask or don't ask. We overload them with information, and some of our discussions are emotionally charged. For example, we have to give them bad news about a cancer or explain them that they might need surgery, which is very overwhelming to them, creates an anxiety reaction, and as a result, they have a hard time processing. We also, at times, are giving patients certain treatments, for example, narcotics or chemotherapy that might impair their memory and their ability to concentrate, or radiation to the brain, for example, in my practice.
Now, you developed the medical memory as a means to recall the conversation and diagnosis in a medical appointment. If you could just explain how the medical memory would work and benefit.
Sure. Patient comes into the office, and they're checked in as usual. Prior to their visit, they'll get an email explaining to them about the medical memory, but when they come into the room, there is a Google-based Nexus 7 tablet, which is up on a stand, and that's in the doctor's room. So once you've checked in, they've checked their blood pressure, then the medical assistant will play an introductory video on the medical memory for them, and that'll explain the rationale for providing a video recording of the doctor-patient visit. Patients immediately recognize the value, and we explain to them a little bit of the literature. For example, patients in one study out of the Journal of Experimental Aging, patients recalled only 25% of what they were told immediately after the visit, and this number dropped to 15% at 1 week and down to 10% at 1 month. So this is something that patients intuitively know, but showing them a little bit of literature helps them realize the value in this service for them. Then what they do after they watch the video on the tablet, they simply record their email and their date of birth. They confirm that. They create a unique PIN, and then the tablet is actually used as the video camera and the recording device. The doctor walks in. He then presses start. He goes about his visit in any usual manner. He can hit pause if he needs to undress the patient and hit start again. And then when the doctor, for example, shows the patient an X-ray or an MRI, he can grab the tablet and use the tablet to record that and point out important anatomical findings. Even if we use models, for example, in surgery, and we explain what we're going to do to the patient, we'll video record that. And then the patient can go home. By the time they actually reach the parking lot, they're going to get an email that says their video is ready for viewing. And they can share that with family members or friends anywhere in the world.
That's absolutely phenomenal. It really is. Is the medical memory useful for patients and physicians in all medical appointments, or is it limited?
We believe it is. As being a neurosurgeon, I developed it because of the complex nature of what we do to patients and the anxiety. But what we have found is that there's great value even in routine medical appointments. For example, you're diagnosed with diabetes and the implications of that, we feel are very important for the patient to watch and rewatch. Of course, they can go to the internet and find out information, but frequently that's overwhelming for them and it doesn't apply to their unique situation. It also is important for other family members to watch these doctor-patient visits because frequently they can't accompany their loved one because perhaps their elderly parent lives in another state. Perhaps they had to be working when their wife took their son or daughter to the doctor, and inevitably when they reconnect with those loved ones, there's always the question, what did the doctor say? And we find this very useful for compliance and follow-through on important testing, medical treatments, or medications.
Today we are with Dr. Randall Porter, neurosurgeon with Barrow Neurological Institute and founder of the Medical Memory, a tablet-based service for video recording doctor-patient consultations here on eHealth Radio's Neurology and Brain Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Porter, has there been a concern about doctor-patient confidentiality with the medical memory?
Yes, we take doctor-patient confidentiality very seriously, and we follow all the laws, rules, and regulation of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act and the HITECH Act that were passed in 1996. As a result, we built our software with military-grade security. We built it with a company out of Colorado, and there is no ability to de-encrypt tap into the system, break into the system any more than there is, of course, with any banking software. And the patient is the only one who gets the video, and they can share it one time or multiple times with friends or family or even other physicians. We've had absolutely no security breaches in over 6 years of video recording to this time, so we feel very comfortable about our security.
Lastly, you are currently utilizing the medical memory at Barrow Neurological Institute and a couple of other medical facilities. Are you having success introducing the medical memory across the country at this time?
Yeah, we have had an overwhelming support acceptance from patients, from families, and most importantly from physicians and healthcare providers. We've met with key leaders in the medical communities in the Southwest. We've met with individuals at Mass General and other large institutions across the country. We're collaborating with Stanford University on important research projects, University of Arizona, and some of the other large institutions, for example, in Indiana and in Chicago. And it's just released. We just released our new tablet-based software application last month, and even in our first 150 video recorded visits, these videos were shared in over 30 states and over 11 countries. And we can use Google Analytics to follow where these videos are being viewed at around the world, and it's quite impressive. We anticipate by the end of 2015 to have 1,000 providers that will be using the medical memory, and we have a number of commitments from those providers, and we think it'll rapidly expand across the country as people share and tell their providers about the availability of it.
Absolutely phenomenal what you have created here. How about telling our listeners where they can find the medical memory and more information about that online?
The website's www.themedicalmemory.com, or alternatively, you can contact our office at 602-406-4856.
Well, Dr. Porter, we thank you for your time today, and thanks for being with us on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Dr. Randall Porter, neurosurgeon with Barrow Neurological Institute and founder of the Medical Memory, a tablet-based service for video recording doctor-patient and consultations. And once again, the website of reference is themedicalmemory.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Neurology and Brain Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.